Yo, it's your boy Vic Raw. I've been out of the mix. I've been in the cut. And I'm here to say what's up. We have no other than Alberto in the building. Please introduce yourself. Who you are, what do you do, and how did you even get in design in the first place?
Hey, so my name is Alberto Garcia. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I'm a graphic designer. I design cover arts, mainly. That's my main thing right now.
Yeah.
I also do poster designs and that's my niche right now. And how I got here, I don't really know, bro. It just happened, bro. It just happened.
He just
bro.
Woke up.
I don't know. I just woke up with I don't know, bro. I say it's God-given talent.
Amen.
But yeah, that's it, bro. It just something just woke up in me that something lit up, and I just started creating, bro. I just had a laptop for the first time ever.
Mm.
One of my uncles gave it to me. And then one day I just started creating, out of nowhere, out of the blue. I didn't even know I had this type of talent, bro. It just happened, bro. Honestly. Well, yeah, that's my story, I guess.
No, it's so funny. It's so funny that you broke down your story like that, because it sounds sometimes when you were here, hip hop producers, how they just started, most of them are random friend gave me a laptop. It had Fruity Loops. I was just messing around with it and I got nice. So you had a laptop then. So was it you just woke up and you were nice at Photoshop? Please elaborate.
It was just me creating. I wasn't even that good.
Mm.
I was just putting stuff together. I guess I just like creating stuff, putting stuff together, something visually.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's what sparked it. I wasn't even good. It took time for me to start getting good in lighting and shadowing and highlights and how to blend good.
Yeah.
But at first I was just starting off by doing a bunch of collages and they weren't even that good, bro. It was really bad. But I don't know. It just grew in me to do it.
Yeah. Nah. That's very, very interesting. And okay. So you discovered that you had this talent. You're really just working in, you're honing in, you're getting nice, you're developing your craft. How do you go from, understanding that you have something to, being able to monetize and sell that work? Can you walk us through that journey and that process and how that happened?
So like I said, at first I started doing collages.
Yeah.
I just did it for fun, honestly. It was just I would see these type of collages and stuff on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be how did they make that? Or also, I could also say from a little kid, I would always say how'd they make that ad? Or how'd they make that? Visually, I was always wondering how they make all these logos and everything I would see visually. Yeah. I would always quote myself how do you do that? You know?
Right.
And monetization. I found out through Instagram, you could really make money off of this. There was these graphic designers. Once I started getting really into music, I noticed that there was people behind the work that got paid to do it, or they got signed to labels and they were doing the cover arts for all their artists. So I was yo, that's fire. I can make money off of this. So I just started shifting from just collages and doing it for fun to taking it a bit more serious.
Yeah.
And doing cover arts and reaching out to people, putting up on my Instagram, hey, anybody need a cover art? Any artist, on the come up that needs a cover art, I got you, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I found out about all that.
Nah, that makes a lot of sense. And from what I hear, I'm assuming that you're self-taught, meaning you got into it, you were messing around, you were doing your own thing. have you paid for any courses, or have you, like, you know, what else do you do to improve your skills and hone in to because it's like sort of like with any type of like craft, right? Like, even if you're nice, there's always still improvement, or, you know, like there's different trends and there's different things that evolve over time. So, you know, what are you doing to constantly, you know, push the needle forward in your career?
I always say just practice. Just constant practice every day, even if it doesn't come out, even if it's just an idea and it doesn't come out polished, it doesn't come out great. Yeah. Just like practice every day. Like, any idea I have, I just try to like lay this out. Oh, this looks, I thought of this. Let me lay it out on Photoshop or something.
Yeah.
And like, just to see it, even if I don't end up posting it on Instagram, or even if it's not at work for someone, just like, just constant practice every day is going to eventually lead to something and eventually grow.
Nah, that's beautiful. And so, like, you know, I always ask every designer that comes on this podcast, you know, this question, can you walk us through your creative process? And would you say your creative process differs from when you're working with clients versus when you're doing stuff, you know, for yourself, like on your own free time?
Yeah, I'll say when I'm working with clients, it's about the client. Like, I'm just asking. But sometimes they give me creative control and I'm just like, yes, I can do it. You know, like, okay. I got this. I know what to do. But like, sometimes it's like they want something I made before. And it's like, I can't really promise that, but I'll try, you know. So, yeah, I'll say that. And like, creative process is the same, really. Mm. I just go with the flow, whatever the client's asking me, or like the aesthetic they're going for.
Yeah,
I just try to go for that. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you said like, I will try, because like, you know, I did an interview with another designer last week, shout out Dream Girl. And man, she was pretty much saying like clients will come and like, to tell her like, hey, like this thing that you did right here, like, can you do it again? And she was like, to be honest, like, I don't even know what I did. Like, it just came out like that. Can you elaborate a bit on that? Is it more like you're just messing around with, like, you know, what, like, couldn't you just go back to like the PSD file and then try to recreate it?
You can, but it's just like, it's just different, bro. Like, in the moment, you just create. You're not focused on how you're doing it or something. Like, at least for me. Yeah. I'm just creating, bro. And it's just like, it just happens. And then when they tell me, like, I forget about, like, I did it. I'm posting on IG, you know, whatever. And then the client comes up, hey, yo, can you do it exactly like this? I'm like, I don't know how I did it, bro. I was just creating. It just comes with the flow, bro.
Yeah. No, that's very, very interesting. And that's beautiful, because it's like, at the same time, art has no boundaries. Art has no limits. So we talked about, you know, the creative process while working with clients, but, you know, let's get a bit into, you know, freelancing. Like, what would you say is your least favorite part about freelancing?
My least favorite part is probably, the client's not, like, when I'm working with a client and then at the end, they're like, no, I don't want to pay. No, it's too much. I've gotten that before. It's just like, bro, I did all this work. And I'm like, constantly, are you going to want the cover? And they're like, they leave me on red, or they don't respond. And it's just like, bro, come on, bro. And why'd you start working if you didn't have the money to like do it?
Yeah. Sheesh.
So yeah, that's.
What would you say, like, there's other like negative parts to freelancing besides like not getting your payment, or, you know, payment on time?
On a personal level, like not having like time to like, sometimes like throughout the day, like spend time with family and stuff sometimes. Cause I'm like stuck in the room all day, like working with this client back and forth.
Yeah.
So yeah, it takes time out of my day sometimes.
Sheesh, no, 1,000. And you know, it's very interesting that you say that, because it's like, I don't think people really understand to like run your own design business.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work. Like, number one, you have to market yourself. Number two, you have to negotiate because, you know, people are coming in with low balls. You also gotta like, hey, like, this is where I'm at in my career. Yeah. This is what I'm doing. And then from that, it's like, okay, then you guys agree on what's going on. And then once you have an active project that you're working on, it's like, it's not like it's bedtime yet. You got to do it all over again to keep like the flywheel coming on. So I guess like, how are you able to manage and run your business? Like, what programs do you use? Like, what tips and tricks, like what hacks are you using to like be more efficient as a designer? Because it is a lot on your plate, like for one person.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just now getting clients. Cause I've been going at this for what? I just graduated high school, so
congrats. I'm just taking it.
Yeah, thank you, bro. I'm just taking it a bit more serious now because it's like I'm trying to do this like as a living to pay the bills.
But
I started like back 4 years ago, probably. I was probably like 10th grade, 11th grade.
Yeah.
And just like with constant practice, I got better and I'm getting more clients and recognized more.
Right.
As far as like tips and tricks, I don't know, bro. I only got that type of experience yet.
Yeah.
But I'll just say stick to your prices and just keep putting yourself out there. If you have to invest money to get exposure, I would say that. Do that.
1,000%.
Like I heard this before. I don't know who said it. The Cover Art Matters page. Mm. That's some people's I follow. Yeah. They were like, you gotta invest in your brand in order to get money in. So yeah, like if you have to invest in your brand to get exposure, to get marketing, do it. You know, if that leads you to get more clients, do it.
Hmm. And can you talk a bit about like, you know, investing money for exposure? Is it more about like doing free work? Is it more about getting someone to post your work on a specific page? Like, what has worked for you in terms of like getting exposure for what you do?
For me personally, recently, they reposted my work on Cover Art Matters. My bad.
Yeah.
They reposted my work, and ever since, like, I've gotten a bit more clients than usual. And it's like stacked now. It's just like, whoa, it's a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I'm just learning to manage all that still. I'm very young still. I'm still learning and everything. Yeah.
1,000%. 1,000%. You know, a tangent question away from like, you know, freelancing and stuff like that. But who are your biggest inspirations? It doesn't have to be design related.
My biggest inspirations? I don't know. First and foremost, I'll say God. He gave me this talent. Yeah, very blessed that he gave me this talent. And then like a couple notches down, I'll say yay, Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye for sure, bro. It's like, it's super inspirational, the fact that like, bro has his own, like he's a billionaire, bro, just off of his art, like off of his creation. You know, it's crazy, bro. Like through it, whether that's through his fashion or through his music, bro. It's just like, that's inspirational to me, bro. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, those are two my inspirations, you could say.
It's, you know, to even add on to the whole yay being an inspiration, I think like, if you take like his talent away, like if you look past that, it's just the fact like, he's done things that people said he would never do. Like, you know, he started out as a producer, and you know, he wanted to start rapping, and they're like, nah, like you gotta stay here. He's like, no, I'm gonna be the biggest rapper. He did, you know. And then like when, you know, he wanted to build like his fashion house, like Nike wasn't giving him the deal that he wanted. So he went to Adidas, and you already saw what he did. And now he has that deal with Gap. So it's very interesting to see what he'll do next.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay. I would say like, what has been your favorite project to work on? It doesn't have to be with a client. It could have been something you just produced yourself, but like, why was it your favorite? And like, yeah, like how did that go?
Good question. I wouldn't say I have a favorite project. I think all my projects, everything I've done, honestly, that I got my Instagram,
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite. Even the ones I deleted. Because it's just like, I created that at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, through God's gift, you know, he gave me. But like, I put that together, you know?
Yeah.
I'll say everything I've done so far is my favorite.
1,000%. And to even get into like, you know, closer to like the creative process question, like, you know, I like there's some designers like that I've spoken to where they're just like, yo, like I do everything just through clicking. There's other designers I know, like they'll doodle on the iPad. Like everyone has their own different things that they do. My question is, do you like what tools and programs do you use? Like, for example, like, do you use plugins? Are you looking, is there a special website where you find specific fonts where you're able to get, like, can you walk us in into, you know, how you're able to piece everything and like the things that you use to support you and like your creativity?
Yeah, so I probably use a lot of free stuff, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I'm on ain't no shame right in that, now, bro. I'm on a budget. Yeah. So yeah, there's times where I do spend money like on a font or something.
Yeah.
If it fits the project, but I recommend Unsplash, bro. Like for pictures and stuff, bro. That's good, bro. Really.
Yeah.
High quality pictures for food on a budget, bro. But yeah, font wise, I usually just go to the font sometimes, or I'll just buy a font off of, I forgot the website's name. I think it's Unproject, but they got like cool fonts on there too.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Plugins and stuff, I'm not into that yet right now.
Yeah.
I'm still learning and stuff, but eventually I'll get to it.
Nah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. We talked about a bit about like your least favorite parts about freelancing. What are your favorite parts?
Favorite part, just doing what I love, bro. Just the fact that I'm happy doing it, you know? At the end of the day, it's like, I'd rather be, like, the reason I'm doing this is to have it to be full-time, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be happy to do what I love, you know? Every day waking up, just, like, being happy, like, oh, I got a client, I got to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just creating. Just the fact that I'm doing what I love for a living, instead of going to a job that I don't like to do. That's the whole point for me, though.
Exactly. It's just like, and I think it's just beautiful now, like, we have the internet, you have, like, the rise of the creator economy and everything, like, you know, of course, like, the Instagram has been around for a minute, but, you know, it just seems like everything is just starting to connect, where it's like, YouTubers are able to make a living, cover artists are able to make a living, podcasters are able to make a living, they're able to do all of those types of things. And then, you know, winding down the interview, so, you know, like right now, cover art is your niche. My question is, you know, you say you work on cover art, you worked on posters, you know, essentially like visual elements that you're working on. If you were to expand your design horizon, like maybe work on something like furniture or shoes or cars, whatever it may be, like, you know, where do you see taking your talents next and why?
I see me creating a clothing brand in a few years, bro.
Okay.
Like that's what I'm really into, like the fashion and everything. And I like to create a merge off to that like fashion world also.
Yeah.
I have my own like show and everything, bro. Like I'm cooking up ideas right now, just like on mood boards and like the theme I wanted to have and the message. But yeah, that's where I'm branching off later.
1,000%. And it's like the beauty in design too is like it's design. Like, you know, I think it's more, even if someone knows you do cover art, like someone that, you know, understands your aesthetic can come with to you, and then like, you know, you can like jump in and like attempt to do it and just add it. So that's just beautiful. But nonetheless, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Like, do you have any additional like advice that you would want to share to like other designers that may be like below you that are just coming up? Like what other feedback would you share to help them avoid like the mistakes and help them save more time, like, you know, on their journeys?
I'll say, I don't really have any tips right now, bro, but I'd say stick to your vision, bro. Like, stick to it, bro. Don't let no one distract you of anything. Don't let no one say, like, all right, you try to pull you another direction. Just stick to your vision, bro, and just keep going at it every day. Yeah. Eventually, it's going to pay off. Hard work is going to pay off. The practice is not. Probably won't make you perfect because no one's perfect, bro, but you're going to be better than when you were like a year ago or 2 years ago if you just keep going at it. Stick to your vision.
Yeah, 1,000%. Stick it to the vision. It's been a pleasure having you on, Alberto, and thank you so much.